Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Tori. Sorry, Tori and I just watched this 21 Pilots live stream thing, and
we did. It
opens up with these like kind of really over exuberant news hosts that are just like, welcome back. So anyways, that's been kind of stuck in my head. A few little housekeeping items before we jump into the devotional today. Number one, Tori and I are actually heading back to Lakeland today.
We are.
We've been gone for almost a week.
I know. So. It seems like it's been forever, but also short at the same time.
Yeah. It's fun to get to travel around and see people that we love, but it's also, I can't wait to be back in our own bed and get back in a routine.
Totally.
And then we are also posting a video on YouTube today. That's kind of fun.
Not our normal day, but
yeah. We tried to recreate our first date. So that'll be posted around 10:30 Eastern time if you're interested. And then we're just going to jump into today's devotional.
Yes, let's do it, y'all. Today we are reading out of Job 36, verse 26, and it's titled Embrace His Majesty. It says, "Look, God is greater than we can understand. His years cannot be counted." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I am a big God, but I am also a personal God. I know every hair that I placed on your head. I made you unique and gave you life. Embrace how big I am and understand how special you are. I have called you to live a life above mediocrity. Whenever you doubt, look around you. Reflect on the promises I have kept and see all that I have created. I love you and I long for your faith to burn brilliantly in your soul. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "Our human minds will never be able to comprehend how great the God we serve is. However, we can embrace His majesty by meditating on the amazing things He has done for us and on the beauty of the created world around us. Then we will stand in awe of Him." The Treasure of Truth says, "When we meditate on God, He becomes the biggest thing in our lives."
I think that devotional is so interesting coming out of Job because it makes me think of the entire book of Job where like all the stuff that Job's going through and then the bad advice his friends are giving him. And we all know that. But then when you get to Job 38 through 42, God declares His bigness to Job.
Yeah.
He reminds him. For example, Job 38, verse 1. "Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, 'Who is that that questions my wisdom?
Yeah.
Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?'" And he goes on and on and on and on. And I love it because
one of my favorites.
Yeah. It can seem kind of harsh. It can seem kind of, I don't want to say mean or abrasive. I'm not saying God is those things, but if we were to say that to another person, it would be taken more aggressively. But I love what I'm feeling right now is God is saying, "I'm that big. I'm that powerful to do these things. I'm that big. I can rescue this.
Right.
I can help with that." Like, don't you think that I care?
Right.
Don't you see all the work I've done?
Yeah.
And I just love that.
Yeah. It's actually so funny. We were just talking about this with some friends, but I don't think we do this often enough where we just remember that we will never have all of the answers on this side of heaven. And I think sometimes a lot of people can get super wrapped up in one line of the Bible or this or that specific thing. And we forget to just meditate on how big God is and how great He is and how holy He is and how righteous He is and all of the things that He is at the core foundation of our belief. And that is how we recognize and how once we recognize that it changes our perspective on even how we read scripture. You know, when we recognize that we're reading this from a God who is good and who is great and who is holy.
Yeah. It leads to reverence.
Yeah, exactly.
It leads to respect, for example.
Humility.
Yeah. Like, and just to give you all a really simple example, I've spent enough time with Tori to know how she would handle certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to spend enough time with God in His Word and yeah. in prayer and in God's community that He's given to us. That way we can look at what's happening and look at it through His eyes, not our own.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, if we only are choosing to look at it from our own perspective, then we're only going to see our own perspective, our own limited perspective, might I add.
Right, right.
But whenever we can put ourselves through and see things through the lens of God, it helps our perspective shift to a place of trust where we had worry.
Yeah.
It helps us to focus on the good instead of the bad. Mm-hmm. But we need to first remember that He is God, and we need mm-hmm. to look at that and be amazed by that.
Right.
And that amazement leads to faith and trust. And the more that you can see of God, the more you're going to be able to trust Him, because the more you're exposed to Him and His character.
Right. No, that's so good. I love that, babe.
Do you want me to pray on out, babe?
Sure.
Father, just thank You for this time that we have. Thank You that we are in a place where we're encouraged to spend time with You, God. We have great community. We have things like YouTube, God, and podcasts and different things that allow us to reflect upon Your goodness and connect with people all over the world and share in that reverence of You with people that we never thought we would ever meet, God. So just thank You for how big You are. Thank You for how intentional You are as well, God, in terms of how You can have so many people from so many different places, Lord, and yet You know the hairs on all of our heads, God, and You can put us in contact with each other. You know all of our phone numbers. You know all of our social media accounts, God. You're so personal in addition to being so big, and we just revere You for that, God. We worship You in it. It helps us to be excited about the power that You have, God. So, God, we just ask that You'll reveal Your power in our life, God. We pray that You'll help us see amazing things happen and experience amazing things, even in our own heart or whatever our own personal prayers are, God. We pray that You'll help us see victory in those things or at least feel Your answers, God. We pray that You'll help us feel connected to You in our prayer time. That way we're encouraged to spend even more time in prayer with You, God. Thank You for Your majesty. Thank You for how great You are, God. We worship You in it. And Lord, I'm just going to open up the floor for our audience to continue in prayer and just revering in You and getting personal with You, God. And we're torn. I'm going to pray in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for Your abounding love, so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God. Babe, amen, thanks y'all. For praying. That was so good. I think it's always just a great thing to remember that we come to God with humility. And I think, you know, this entire devotional about embracing His majesty and His bigness reminds us how small we are mm-hmm. in comparison to Him. And when we come to Him humbly and in reverence to Him, I feel like that's when true heart change yeah. happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely humbling.
Yeah.
We love y'all, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Tschüssi.